Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Talk about fundamentals like a little bit and how you're evaluating the company and what's important to look for.
Yeah. So, you know, when we talk about do the research, I was like, look, there's plenty of things we can do from a technical side. Mm-hmm. And you can see these things, and we talk about EMAs, and that's great. But from a fundamental side, if we told you some of the statistics and if you looked at them, you would know not to
if
invest.
If they were good or not, yeah.
Right? You would know. And so the 3 things we spoke about was profitability. And that's pretty simple, right? How much money
are you making?
And how efficiently are you making? And so when we talk about the profit margins, you can look at it. It's usually going to be a percentage, right? It's based on how much you make versus how much you spend. There's a percentage that's allocated to
1%
it.
1% profit margin is crazy.
1%, right? You have companies that are negative. That's a good thing too. Just look at companies. If there's 10 companies that you like, just go look at if they're profitable.
Yeah.
And that will tell you the first thing you need to see, right? The next thing is the balance sheet. And this is, if you watch us, you know, assets over liabilities, and a company's balance sheets are just that, right? It tells you how much they have in assets, how much they're spending, right? And how much they own.
Yeah.
Right? When you can look at the balance sheets of a company, it's going to tell you. This is like the report card.
Yes.
Right?
No, so if you're broken out.
This is pretty much the report card of a company. And then the last thing is the operating cash flow. How much money do you have that's positive that can go towards acquisitions, can go towards operations and external financing? And so when a company has a positive operating cash flow, this company is moving in the right direction. So if you look at those 3 factors, profitability, balance sheet, operating cash flow, those grades on their report card will tell you a lot. We'll give you an example, right? If I told you, we looked at Peloton the other night, right? And I told you their profit margin is negative 90%.
Yeah.
Do I need to tell you anything else?
No.
Is this a company you're going to invest in?
Dead.
Right? You're not, if their profit is negative 90%, doesn't sound like something that's really attractive. When you go further down and you look at the amount of debt versus total cash is $871 million. Total debt is $2.4 billion.
That's tough.
Furthermore, cementing, like, yo, this may not be a company to invest in. Here's the last indicator, the operating cash flow, negative $1.3 billion.
$1.3 billion in the hole.
In the hole.
Yes.
So I don't even need to look at a chart. I don't need to know the technical analysis on this. This is very clear.
Yes.
This is not a company at this point right now that I should be investing in.
At all.
At all. And so if you just take, like a lot of people say, well, is it fundamentals or is it technicals?
It's both.
It's both. But sometimes some things are so glaring that you don't need the other.
You can't, yeah, yeah.
Right? I see these things on the report card. I don't need to look at it.
And technicals are just like a physical representation of what the fundamentals are.
Exactly, exactly.
So yeah, but if a company's negative, how many billion in the hole?
1.3. Yeah. Right? And so the contract—
D-list Peloton. Flip that up.
That's what, and we spoke about that too, yeah. Right? You have to have a certain amount of negative quarters before they actually start filing for you to be delisted
yeah.
from the stock exchange. And so when you look at the inverse, and I know we talk about Apple, but there's a reason we talk about Apple. When you talk about the profit margins, 24%.
Yep.
When you're talking about the operating cash flow, $109 billion. When you talk about free cash flow, $84 billion. Free cash flow.
Yeah.
What can't they buy? Who can't they acquire? What can they not innovate now?
And if Slack was that great, you don't think Apple would have used that money to pay $35 billion for it? $27 billion is crazy, yo.
That's a large amount. Right? And we talked about Microsoft too. Same type of situation. Their profit margin is even higher.
Higher, yeah.
Than Apple's, but they also have operating cash flow, which is why you see them going into a space. Hey, Activision.
Yeah.
This might be something we want to add to our portfolio.
Even at Noble Theater, I don't know Microsoft on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Commercial use
beautiful venue. Arena.
And if you come to Toronto, we may even give you two more fundamental indicators that we'll look at.
We got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But these are just simple things. That it won't even take you more than 3 minutes to look at.
Yeah.
And the easiest tool, and I know some people, they use NinjaTrader or they use E-Trade. Everybody can use Yahoo Finance.
Absolutely.
It's pretty simple, right? You type in the Yahoo Finance, you type in the company ticker, and you'll see it in the tabs. It'll say statistics. Once you hit statistics, scroll down. Is the entire report card, sometimes by quarter,
yeah,
right? And you can see the financial report card for your company. And then if you want to go look at the charts, feel free. Yeah. Or vice versa, however you want to do it. But these are the type of things when we're saying, do your research. These are some of the research. The
fundamentals are your left hand. Technicals are your right. You need both.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F*** a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.